other self before me this night. And I'm not going to say fast and pray, my children. I'm just going to say, humble yourself before me this night, the mighty Father, the triune God, the one who placed you in your mother's womb and breathed life into your nostrils. If you would just truly humble yourself before me this night, let go of all those things that you are holding so tightly to, and just come into my arms and worship me for who I truly am. Don't worship me because you think I'm going to provide for you the things that you really don't need. But just come and worship me for who I am, the Father of all lights, the Father who loves you, the Father who adores you, and the Father who wants the very best for you. If you would just do that this night, just humble yourselves. And as you humble yourself, you're going to find out that you'll be at peace with yourself. And the things around about you that so easily beset you will no longer beset you, for you will be secure in my arms, finally. Yes, the enemy does rage round about, but don't you understand, sons and daughters, that my angelic host is continually with you every second of every day? Do you not understand, my children, that I am truly keeping you safe in the palms of my hands? And do you not understand that the enemy has no sway over you? The only sway over you that he has is what you allow him to have. Humble yourself this night before the mighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come into my sanctuary this night. Come into my house, the house that I have prepared for you. And that house is my heart. That house is my bosom. Come into me this night and receive of me all that I have for you. Much is being said out there, but not much is being understood. If you would humble yourself this night and come into my very presence, I would give you revelation from heaven. And you could dispel some of the darkness that's being spoken out there in the land. I am not saying that everything that's being spoken is not true. I didn't say that. I say there is some darkness being spoken that it is not true. And if my children would just humble themselves and come before my presence and ask me what is going on, then I will give you the answers. But you're too busy listening to what everybody else is saying, too busy listening to the rumors, and you're not busy about the Father's business of standing in his presence. I'm asking you again tonight, humble yourself before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and allow me to be the author and finisher of your life. Allow me to put the period there and leave it there. I love you, and I have never left you nor forsaken you. You've left me and forsaken me many times, but I have never left you nor forsaken you. So tonight I'm saying, please come back into my arms. Please come back into my bosom and just stay there. Stay at my feet and allow me to prepare you for the war that looms before you. I am able. Are you able to humble yourself? That's the question that I leave with you tonight. I am able to do all things, but are you able to humble yourself to receive all the wisdom that I want to give you and the revelation? Thank you, Father.